Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
No,
not a poop accent.
That's what I thought.
He like literally looks at the thing's ass crack for like a hot second.
The killer dwarves?
Yeah.
No, wait, never.
Dwarves? Like dwarves?
Yeah, like dwarves, like little people.
No, you said dwarves.
Yeah,
dwarves.
Dwarves.
Oh, that's your wolf.
Maybe I was hoping she would have gotten kicked by the horse.
Now I have a mental image of like 6-year-old Mary Kay Olsen getting kicked by a horse.
Hi, welcome to episode 62 of Jim's BBQ podcast. I'm Mike.
Jim. And I'm Dylan.
Dylan's sounding a little hoarse tonight, so bear with him. Bear with them, podcast faithful.
Dylan walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Hey, Dylan, why the long face?"
Yeah. But he's got a little cold going on, but man, he's gonna work his way through it, and we'll hopefully have a good episode for everybody. It's been a little while since we recorded, but you guys wouldn't know it. We've been putting out episodes like crazy. Well, whenever Jim feels like it.
Wow. I can't even deny it.
No, you really can't.
I mean, it was so funny. Like, the one that just came out was 60, and I was like, and we actually, like, talked, like, actually said the date in the episode, and we put it out, what was it, yesterday or the day before? Yeah. And the date in the episode when we recorded was July 5th, and today is July 26th. It was just like, damn. We waited 3 weeks to put that one out. But hey, you know what? It's all good.
You know
good.
What, though? If it wasn't for you, they'd probably... like, episode 8 would be posted.
But, no, it's a really good episode. So check that one out if you haven't already. Hopefully you have. Hopefully you've checked out all the episodes. Hopefully you've checked out what we've been doing, where we're going, where we're headed. If you're curious about all that stuff, you can check us out at facebook.com. Yeah. If you're curious
Facebook
about
Cam.
I'm apparently Bostonian. If you want to check out all of our stuff, you can go to facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can also see pics and tweets if you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
You can always email us, and I'm just going to throw this out there. I mean, they've been lingering around for a while. I mean, everybody knows they exist. Everybody wants their hands on them. We've denied everybody for so long. I guess if you email us, I'll send you the nude pics of Dylan. So if you guys want to email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com, you get one nude pic of Dylan. And if you want to get the episodes fresh from the grill, so to say, go straight to www.jimsbbqpod.com.
I'll tell you what, though, if you're not into the nude pics of Dylan and you just want to see the pics of Dylan with his Kirk Hammett hair because that's what you're into, email us and ask us for the pictures of Dylan with his Kirk Hammett hair, and we'll send you out one.
Actually, better yet, if you email us and tell us your fetish, we'll get you a picture of Dylan in that fetish.
Huh. Yeah, I think we can do that without even, like, having him, like, take any additional pictures.
Because there's pretty much a different picture of Dylan in every
the fuck was every that
genre or
apparently
pose era, whatever else you might want to call it. So
I'm thinking
I still have that surprise picture that he doesn't even know about,
right? Yes, someday we'll release the details about the surprise. Yep. Picture. But I think what that sound was, Dylan, is I think Jim was maybe watching some of that Dylan Gonzalez fetish porn that he's downloaded recently.
Yeah, just go to dglightupyourlife.com.
I was like, I have no comment for that.
I wonder if that's a real website.
Of course you don't. You're a modest young man from El Salvador.
According to my website bio, that is correct.
Hey, and if you want to check out more stuff with this modest young man from El Salvador and Jim and myself, you can also rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
Speaking of...
Much.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jim.
I was going to say, speaking of modest, I just checked. DGLightUpYourLife.com is not taken. It's not a website. So anybody out there that wants to start a fan website, go for it and send us, let us know it's up, and then we'll have you on the show.
Ah, there you go. Hey, but if you rate, review, and subscribe to iTunes, you'll always know it's much to Jim's
chagrin.
Chagrin Boulevard?
Yes. Exactly. Chagrin Boulevard. I know there's somebody who'll get that, right? Somebody listening. They know exactly where Chagrin Boulevard is. Maybe you'll eventually hit a melt, like, when you're on Chagrin Boulevard, right?
Yes, you will hit it. Well, and, yeah.
In one fashion or another. Yeah. Just get on Chagrin Boulevard and put in melt into your GPS and thank us later. So, Jim, what in the hell are you drinking tonight?
I have my fine-ass Sprecher's Cream Soda.
Ah, man, it's been a while since you've had a fine-ass Sprecher's Cream Soda.
It's been way too long. So funny.
You must have gotten your whole palette of it back from Vintage Estates Wine and Liquor and Beer, or whatever the hell their name is. VEM, as you call it.
I call them VME because there was this restaurant in college that was right next to the campus that we always ate at, and it was called VME, but that's so funny. Like, I went in there, I you know, walked by the counter. Dylan's not been there, I don't think. So walked by the counter into the other room where all the beer is and everything like that, and I go check out the stuff, and this wasn't today because I was supposed to check for you, but I'll try and go tomorrow. So I come back over, I have that, whatever that stout was I picked up that I said I was going to hold for us next time we got together.
The Woot Stout?
Yeah. So I come back over with the Woot Stout, and then the guy's over there, he goes, "How's it going?" I'm like, "Pretty good." He goes, "Here for your case of cream soda?" He just started laughing. I was like, "Yeah, that too."
You know what's funny is tonight I went to the local beer shop here does like classes or events occasionally. This one wasn't so much a class. It was just kind of like a tasting type thing. And they did a Christmas in July themed event. So we drank a whole bunch of Christmas beers that were aged, some of them from my cellar, some of them from another guy's cellar, some of them that they still had in the store in their aging room. And then we did like a White Elephant gift exchange. And the bottle I got in the White Elephant gift exchange was another bottle of Woot Stout.
Oh, nice.
So now I have I now have three bottles of Woot Stout at home.
Nice.
Which is great, and I mean, but the only problem with it is, like I told you, is it needs at least 6 to 8 months of aging on it.
Yeah, when I had it the first time, it didn't blow me away.
Yeah.
So it probably needs a little bit of age on it or something.
I guess what I could do is you got a 16, right?
No, all the ones I got are this year's.
But they're older than mine. I could always give you mine and swap it out or something.
It's the same one.
Yeah, but yours are aged.
They're not older. Right? No, I just got them.
Oh, okay. I thought you've had them for a while. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the way you made it sound.
Jim, they change it up every year. I think they, like, do they change the, I don't know if they change the recipe, but I know that they, I know they do different artwork every year.
I think they do some slight variations to it, but, to the beer and to, obviously, to the artwork, but... Yeah, all three of the bottles, because I picked up two of them at Wegmans, and then I got another one tonight, and they're all the same beer. So now I have three bottles of it that I'll have down in the basement for aging purposes. Man, I tell you what, I mean, you know, talking a little bit about beer and everything and that event, I almost was feeling like maybe I might have had a little too much beer recently to go to that event because I went to Vermont last week and went on a camping trip. So, I mean, I had some beers at that event tonight, some really nice Christmas beers, but I actually decided to crack open a beer as well for the podcast, because it never feels right not to have a beer with the podcast. Tonight I'm having Warhorse Brewing's. I gotta take my little koozie off of it.
IPA.
Warhorse Brewing Company's Big Broadcast Double IPA. And the logo on it's kind of interesting. It kind of looks like a cross between like Teddy Roosevelt and like Rush Limbaugh or something. But
those are two pretty disparaging. Disparaging? That's not the right word. Disparate, maybe? Political figures.
I was going to say they're opposites, very diametric opposites, if you will.
Polarizing.
Yes. But, I mean, a very different eras. Warhorse Brewing Company is out of Geneva, New York, which isn't too far from here, maybe about 45 minutes to an hour. And their stuff is pretty good. I've had a couple of their different beers, and they seem to be doing a good job with what they're putting out. And this one's no exception. This is a very nice double IPA. But, Dylan, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm just drinking water. Water. Because of the old throat is killing me. I love a good head cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, they're fantastic.
Maybe I can partake tomorrow, but this might be a late week. I do have a big music festival to go to on Sunday, so I would rather chill for the week and be good for the weekend. So, but I did pick up some beer the other day. I actually started going back to my old job because they hold beer for me.
Nice.
So I did pick up the new Firestone Walker IPA. I think it's called like Adversus or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up that. I'm pretty excited to try that out because I thought the Fordham was fucking amazing. That's probably my favorite beer that came out this year.
Very cool.
So.
Yeah, I'm hoping to maybe score some of that. A couple different things. The Avery Peanut Butter Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout, and then Dogfish Head put out a vanilla oak aged worldwide stout.
Oh fuck, that sounds so good.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to get maybe a bottle or two of that, because I mean the regular worldwide is outstanding. The vanilla oak age, it's got to be even more ridiculous.
Did I ever tell you my worldwide stout story?
I don't know if you may have. It sounds familiar. Worldwide stout, yeah.
I did not say worldwide stout or stout, as some people in Canada may think that is how the word is pronounced.
But that's one, if you see that at VME, Jim, you want to pick up some worldwide of that stuff.
Is it like Prestige Worldwide?
Well, the vanilla one is in particular. It's just kind of hitting shelves now. So if you see that one out there, you'll want to grab a bottle or two of that one.
I'm interested in hooking up with Mike McCutcheon again, since he's a big stout guy.
Mm.
You want to hook up with him again?
When do you hook up with him? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. What can I say? It's the half goatee.
Segwaying away from that situation, or what have you, with the worldwide stout story. So it was a few years ago. It was kind of when I was first getting into, I think it was right more around the time I was really getting into the Untappd app. And I was just like sitting around just drinking some beers after work. And I'm like, all right, I had one, I had two, like, let's go 3 for 3. So I'm like, well, what could I buy? Okay, what could I have? So I pulled out the worldwide stout, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'm pouring out. There's no ABV on here. How bad could it be? And then I check going on the tap, like 18%. Well, it had to be drank. Needless to say, I was a little tired the next day.
I was tired.
That's a good beer, though, man. I like it a lot. I like those cool beers that Dogfish makes. You know, I cracked open one of the, I forget the name of it. I don't know, Mike, maybe you can help me. I posted it like last week or the week before.
Was it Dogfish Head?
Yeah, it was like the strong ale.
God, the Immort Ale?
Yes, the Immort Ale. That was really good. Anyway, speaking of beer.
Oh my God, speaking of beer. I'm assuming now that you want me to go into where I went last week, right? Last week I went on a trip with Sean and a whole bunch of our beer friends. I think in total we had 8 of us that went up to Vermont, and we camped up near Waterbury, Vermont, which is probably about 25, 30 miles east of Burlington. And, you know, we had a great time overall. It was a fun time. But we left last Wednesday, and we came back home the following Sunday. So, like, this past Sunday. We had a great time and everything, but camping was kind of interesting this go-around for a few different reasons, and I'll get into some of that. So we show up that Wednesday. Sean worked a half a day, so like we didn't end up leaving here until like after 1 o'clock or so. But we got there, I don't know, 7:30-ish or so. So there's still plenty of light to get everything set up and all that good stuff. And we had picked up some subs from Wegmans and had those for dinner that night. And so we were all ready to go and stuff. But we go to check in at the gate at this park that we stayed in, and they're like, if you brought food with you or drinks or anything, make sure that you lock all of that stuff up in your vehicle overnight. And I'm like, oh,
because of a bear,
because of not just a bear. But what they were
the two bears.
No, what they were calling a nuisance bear. They literally used the term nuisance bear to describe what type of bear it was. And basically what they meant is this thing, like if you leave food out or whatever, it becomes a little bit of a nuisance to you and anybody near you. I mean, to that point, when the last day that we were there, not to jump all the way ahead, but it's best told at that point, the last day we were there, we go to dump some garbage off at the dumpsters, which, oh, by the way, when we checked in, the guy told us they lock up from 5:30 p.m. until 9 a.m. the following morning. So if you had garbage to dump, you also had to lock your garbage up in your vehicle overnight, which kind of sucks. Because, you know, like if you had any food waste or anything like that, you know, the bear might go after that. So we go to drop our garbage and our empties out the last day we go. And we get to where the dumpsters are, and the bear had absolutely ravaged the dumpsters, like torn them apart. And there's garbage like strewn everywhere. I mean, and these are like metal dumpsters. These aren't like the plastic dumpsters you put out at the curb, Dylan, like when your mom wants you to take the garbage out, you know, right in the middle of the podcast. These are, you know, steel metal dumpsters, you know, that they have locked up with chains. And the bear tore all of that shit apart, like completely apart, and was like there was food and garbage strewn all over the place at where the dumpsters are.
I was really hoping you were going to say you showed up and the bear was there and you and Sean had to fight the bear.
That would have been cool.
No.
And Sean would have probably just been like, oh, no, I have no part of this.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have had any part of that either. I would have just thrown the bags at it and just gotten back in the van and sped off in the other direction. Would have just
thrown the bags out of the way and been like, rawr! Kept chasing you.
Yeah. I hope not.
That is what they do. You're not supposed to run away from bears.
Supposed to lay and play dead.
No, I would have gotten in the van and started driving away from them. Are you fucking kidding me?
What if the bear got into the van and drove away with the van?
What if the bear just came over to the passenger seat, opened the door, and sat down?
I was like, hey, I would have turned into Pitbull.
Well, hey, Jim, that's no way to talk about
wow.
Someone.
I would have turned into Pitbull and go, hey, man, how are you doing?
Oh my god, it would have just turned into an acid trip at that point.
So, well, actually,
or maybe I would have
probably had to get in the back.
Maybe I would have turned
slide into the sliding door.
Maybe I would have turned into Dusty Rhodes and gone, "Hey, Mr. Bear, how you doing? You want to go for a ride with Sean and I? We're gonna go get some beer."
You're like, "Rawr."
Okay, we'll take you down the mountain.
I'm gonna eat your face.
Thankfully, none of that happened, and I'm still here to tell you about it all.
I don't know, I think you might have been able to kick his ass.
And I also have my great friend Barry here to tell the story. Oh my god, I can't believe I went there. That's such a terrible joke.
Waka waka.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, he's a bear too.
Oh yeah, that's our good friend Fozzie. Hey, but yeah, you know, like we traveled all over Vermont, man. It was we had a great time. You know, we went to several breweries. I got to visit the Alchemist Brewery, where they make Heady Topper and Focal Banger. And we went to another brewery called Rock Art Brewery, and they were fun. And we went to a place that gets incredibly rave reviews for their beers. And I don't know that I'll ever go again.
Hill Farmstead?
Not because their beers are shit or anything like that, but because it's such a fucking drive to get there. But yes, Dylan, Hill Farmstead. Oh my
god. Yeah, I heard it's out, like, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere, right?
Middle of nowhere, almost dirt roads to get there. It's just nuts. And what was crazy is like near where we were staying, we went out to eat. The night we went there during the day, and the night we went out to eat after that, and the restaurant we went to had like every single beer on tap that they had on tap at the brewery.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it was like, why did we drive like an hour each way to get to that place?
So, funny story kind of about that. Well, actually I have two things. One, was there a cabin, like, or some sort, or like some building, like, in close proximity to the brewery?
There was like a double wide type looking thing, and I think there was like another house that I saw, but I mean, I wasn't really paying attention to that, but
because our friend Mott allegedly he has a friend who's like. House, cabin, whatever, is like within spitting distance of the brewery. I was just wondering if you had seen that.
Well, dude, there was a few houses and stuff around. I mean, this place is so fucking rural. I mean, they probably had like, when we were there, they probably had like 30 or 40 people working there. I have no idea where they came from because there's nothing around there. They must have to drive to get there to work at the job there.
Probably.
I mean, Yeah. I mean, so that part was kind of interesting. I mean, we went to a few other breweries. We went to some bottle shops. I bought a fuck ton of beer.
I was gonna say I had a part two to that.
What's that?
My old coworker of mine posted on my wall and tagged a couple other friends and said, "Go to like this point in this video." So it was a video online. about Hill Farmstead, and they had this, like, you know, they were just interviewing random people about, like, you know, where were they from, you know, how long did it take them to get there, what's the draw, and it cuts to one of our customers from when I used to be at Supercellars, and this guy is, like, the biggest beer sarge of all time, and he's like, "Oh, well, we're from New Jersey, and it took us forever to get up here, but it's worth it." And they're like, "Why did it take you forever?" It was because we biked up. We're like, this is too fucking real right now.
I mean, I know a lot of people put their beers on a pedestal. I don't know if you've had any of their stuff or not, but
I have, and some of it I think is really, really good. Others I think they're fine.
Yeah, like, I mean, kind of the same way. I mean, but the consensus, like, of all the people that were with us is go, "I don't think I ever need to come here again."
Well, it's kind of like, and we'll just briefly mention, you can't really get Hill Farmstead around, a lot of places. Like, I know you can't get it in New Jersey.
No, you can't. They don't distribute anywhere.
Well, I got it in New York.
Yeah, but it's got to be like a weird thing. I mean, maybe someplace got some at one point, and it was like a rare thing that they even got it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
No, that bar we went to when I met with you, that we didn't really have a great time at, they always have a Hill Farmstead on tap.
That bar? What bar did I meet you at?
I forget the name of it. It's been so long since I went there because we didn't really enjoy it. The Ambulance Brewhouse.
Oh shit! When you
Jesus
said
Christ, that was loud.
Yeah. Oh, okay. When you said New York, I thought you meant like in the city. I got you. Yeah. You're right. They actually did. I think they had a Hill Farmstead beer on when we went.
Yeah, they did. They always do. Yeah. But I think Hill Farmstead kind of lays in that echelon of breweries that they probably put out some good shit, like really good shit, like, I don't know, 10 years ago or 8 years ago, like really, really, like, groundbreaking, like no one had really seen this before. And, it's just sort of like, when did rare become good?
Yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah. Here was the,
because once you put that beer up on that pedestal, it's like you're going to expect it to be great, And it's like Maine Brewing Company.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good beers that they have.
People go fucking bananas for that beer.
Oh, yeah, most
of that brewery.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the messed up thing, was like they had like their bottle shop in one building, and then they had like a really nice bar/tasting room with like a wraparound deck in like another building, and it was beautiful. It was gorgeous, And then they had some areas where like you could go grab a beer and take it out like onto the lawn, and they had tables out on the lawn. It looked really nice and everything, and very, very scenic and all that stuff. But in that tasting room, they had down at one end of the bar, they were selling like these cans of beer, but you couldn't buy them to go. It was for on-site consumption only. And it was this really beautiful tasting double IPA, just in a 12-ounce can. But they would say, and it was cash only, which was bizarre. They would, you could buy those and consume them there, but you couldn't take that home. You couldn't take that can of beer home. They didn't even sell it in the bottle shop to take home. Like it was so weird. And they were selling those like crazy. They could have sold that in the store and probably done fairly well with it. Now, the other weird, odd thing that we found with them was they had, I don't know how many of them, 8 to 10 different beers that they had bottled, and you could buy those in the bottle shop. You could also get growler fills, in the tap room area, which is fine, and that's great, and they had differences between what was bottled and what was on tap. So, some people were doing both. But there was one odd instance in the bottle shop area. They had one beer that you could not purchase via cash.
That's odd.
Okay.
You had to use a credit card and have a matching photo ID for that credit card.
Okay.
And I couldn't figure it out. The beer only cost $30. But for whatever...
That's quite a bit of money.
But all things considered, I mean, when you've bought, what, 5 bottles of Dark Lord at, what?
$200.
Yeah. I mean, you think about that. $30 is a little bit less than that for a bottle. But why were they requiring that you actually use a credit card or debit card or whatever for that particular bottle?
Trying to build a customer list or something, maybe?
I have no idea. I thought it was strange.
Fraud? Maybe people were buying that and...
But how are they going to track that after the fact? I mean, like, if even if you bought that bottle and then you went and you, like, sold it to somebody else and they drank it, once you walk out of that store with that bottle, it's yours. You're going to drink it, or you're going to give it to somebody else and they're going to drink it, or...
That's, well, you know. I was out to brunch the other day, and we were paying for the check, and the waiter, I said, would you mind if I saw your ID to my girlfriend? And she said, sure. So she gave him the license, and she's from Arizona originally, and he's just like, I had to just cross-reference it, and I think he needed something else, and he's just like, I'm sorry, it's just because we dealt with a lot of fraud. And she's like, oh, it's all good, I don't care.
That I get, but the
so that's where I'm going at it with, like, the fraud angle.
Well, right, I get that. I mean, if it was just, if you chose to use a card and they require an ID, but they wouldn't sell you that bottle via cash at all.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. That's really weird. Because, you know, unless the cash is counterfeit, that seems way more legit.
You could literally, but it's weird, though, because you could literally do, like, a split order and pay for everything in cash except for that bottle, and then buy that bottle with a card.
That's kind of...
That is fucking weird. I really don't get that.
There was no logic to it. I could not figure it out for the life of me.
That's something that they came up with internally, and probably when they figured it out, it made sense, but on the outside, it really doesn't.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, we had a good time there. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the place is beautiful. It's nice. The beer was good. I mean, I like the beer at some of the other places we went to better than that, but that's just maybe my preference. Maybe the styles of beer that they do. They do a lot of farmhouse ales and things like that, and I'm not a huge fan of those. I did pick up a couple things to try out. A couple of them I thought that Liz might be interested in trying. But yeah, that canned beer that they had, that double IPA or single IPA, I can't remember what it was. It was actually really nice. If they would have had that, like, even if I would have brought it home a 4-pack of that easily. We ended up leaving there, and we went to a cheese shop. Actually, like, Cabot is from Vermont, so we went to, like, the Cabot headquarters thing, and they have, like, their own shop there, and that was fun and interesting.
Wait,
and
Cabot? Like, the wine?
Cabot. Cabot.
Oh, I thought you said Cabot. I was like...
Oh, Cabot.
I'm, like, I'm pretty sure that's Italian, dude.
Cabot. Cheese, man. But we went there. That was fun. Like I said, we went out to eat. And yeah, we tried to do mostly breakfasts at camp. So one of the other things that occurred, that was like our Thursday, all of that. Like, we went to the Alchemist, and we went to Hill Farmstead and Cabot. And then we went out to eat. We went to the grocery store and picked up some foods for breakfast the next morning, and some ice and shit, because you got to keep all that beer cold, you know? So we got back to camp and realized that, like, a huge fucking rainstorm hit, and it, like, blew through our camp and everything. Luckily, our tent, like, stayed dry. Everything inside was dry, so we were all good as far as that goes. But these campsites, it was weird. Like, I don't know if you guys have done much camping, but it was one of the first and only times I've ever camped anywhere where the site actually wasn't grassed. It was like almost like a gritty, sandy dirt. And that shit, like, just stuck to everything. And then like I said, it rained. So it, like, it got even worse. Like, it was all mucky and shit. It was horrible. So, yeah. You know, like, we got up the next morning and everything, and we went to Burlington and went to a beer festival, and that was pretty cool. We got to try a fuck ton of different breweries, all from, like, all over from Vermont, and then some from Canada, and mostly from Quebec, actually, because, you know, I mean, you're a stone's throw away from Quebec when you're in Vermont. So they had They had Quebec. They had like two or three breweries from Quebec. So that was really cool. They had a few others from other states that came down or up or whatever. So that was cool. One of the ones that was there that I was really looking forward to was Lawson's. And, I mean, I'm sure, Dylan, you know some of their more famous beers, like Sip of Sunshine.
You know, I had the opportunity to buy one of those sessions by Lawson's the other day, and I did not buy it.
Oh, the Super Session.
Yeah.
Well, I have a six pack of that. So, like, Lawson's was at this festival, man. And as you know, I mean, they got some really nice beers. And one of the ones that they brought, I mean, these breweries, I mean, they brought in so many different special beers for this fest. But Lawson's brought in this triple, which is like a Belgian style, but it was a maple triple. And oh my God, it was so fucking delicious. I can't do it justice. It was so good. It was perfect. I mean, sometimes you get like a beer that has maple in it, you're like, okay, yeah, I get a little maple out of it. No, this one tasted like you were drinking like a maple syrup beer. It was unbelievable, Dylan. I can't do it justice. It was really good. You know that, I mean, we went to that. We had a lot of fun, but there was a couple other things that occurred that were kind of, not necessarily highlights of the trip, but maybe some things that I thought you guys might want to hear about. Dylan, I know you saw some pictures and you were questioning me about them, and my phone died right as I was kind of answering you about them. Was the last night we were there, we started this thing. I want to give you a little bit of background on it so you understand where it comes from. Kind of like satirically, we started a wine cooler appreciation group.
Yeah, I did.
Cooler one?
And yes. So the beer group, I've referenced it before on the podcast. I always just say it, the local Rochester beer group, but it's called the Flower City Beer Appreciation Association.
Fuckba.
Yes. A couple years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, Sean and I, we started almost like the satirical look at it in a way, but we decided to like call it like the Flower City Wine Cooler Appreciation Association. And so like we invited some of our friends to it, and we kind of do like almost like parody posts of stuff that's like, you know how the internet gets, Jim. Yeah. You know, like people get all up in arms about something, or you know, there's some stupid inane discussion about something. So, like, we kind of started it as like a parody site of the beer one, and it kind of just every once in a while we'll just post something randomly on it, and it kind of brings some levity to the situation. There's only like maybe like I think like 50 or 60 people in it or something like that, compared to like the 6,000 that are in the beer one. My friend Christy, she had it in her mind that we should do like, instead of like a bottle share of beer at camp, that we should do a wine cooler share instead. Which it ended up being, I mean, these wine coolers are just disgusting. I mean,
shit.
But it ended up being basically a case where everybody tried to get like the worst thing they could possibly find just to fuck with people or whatever. So we ended up with like all these like 8 to 14% wine coolers at this thing. And I went to Walmart and got mine. Sean went to a local grocery store and got his. Christy hit up like a convenience store and got hers, and some of these ones were just horrible. The two that I got, one was a fruit punch one, which actually everybody really enjoyed that one. It actually tasted like straight up like Hawaiian punch. You couldn't even tell that there was alcohol in it. The other
sounds
one
like, this sounds like something Jim would enjoy.
He might. He might. The other one that I got was there's a liquor, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, Dylan, called Kinky.
Which it's like... can't say that I am.
No, no. I figured you, with your liquor store experience, you might be aware
called?
Of this one.
What's it called? Kinky. Kinky?
Yes.
So, let's see. Kinky, and it's a wine cooler?
No. Well, it's originally a liquor. But
they... I've got a match. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know what? Actually, it's vaguely familiar. We've never carried it, but vaguely familiar.
But I think it's got like orange or something in it. So like Liz was a fan of it, and it's like one of those foo-foo beverage type style ones.
Definitely. And
it's got orange and maybe some other.
There's like raspberry or strawberry or blueberry and shit like that.
Well, so they also made up a malt beverage version of it called Extra Kinky. Yes. So I couldn't help but buy that one for this thing. So the last night we're there, we get all of these wine coolers together, and we just do like a big-ass tasting of these things. And some of them were okay. Like I said, that Hawaiian Punch one wasn't bad. I think the can of that actually got finished. But the rest of them, I mean, we ended up pouring out like probably 75% of the cans for the most part. Like more than half of them were like half full, you know, because people were only taking maybe like an ounce or two sample to try it. So when we finished up trying all of these different wine coolers, we decided to make our own wine cooler, so to speak. And
did
we,
you just pour everything together?
We totally did. So, like, I cut the top off of a water bottle. And, I mean, we had all sorts of ones, Jim, too. We had, like, Zima.
I used to love
so
it.
We
so,
had
you
a,
made, so you made yeah. jungle juice.
Yeah, so, like, we had, like, 8 or 9 of them. So we cut the top off of a water bottle. And we put in, like, maybe, like, an ounce or two of each one. And just kind of stirred it up a little bit. And then to top it off, we threw in, like, every single, like, we had a regular pack of Taste the Rainbow.
Skittles.
I kept wanting to do sprinkles, and I'm like, no, it's not sprinkles.
Taste the Rainbow.
Yeah. We had, like, the regular flavor pack of Skittles, so we threw in a Skittle of every flavor into the bottom of the water bottle. And we waited I think we waited like 10 or 15 minutes, and then we sampled that as well. And that actually, I mean, it didn't come out too bad, but it was just something kind of fucked up that we did. We just for the fuck of it. And then we posted about it on our Facebook page that we have and all that shit. People got a kick out of it and everything. I know Dylan saw it because I posted it in the planning group for the camping thing. Yeah. But while we were doing all of that, this brings me kind of like a perfect segue into like one more topic about this whole trip. We ran into some like incredibly overzealous park rangers that
4.9s.
Oh my God, man. You would think that these guys took their job so fucking seriously that 10 o'clock hits and the first night we were there at 10:04, we had a guy get out of his truck that he was driving around and complain that we were being too loud because it was quiet hours at 10:04. The quiet hour started at 10.
Wow, that is really Sargy.
Yeah, yeah. So the last night we're there, we're doing that whole wine cooler thing, right? And he drives past us, and we're not being loud. We're just kind of chit-chatting here and there. And there's people around us, like at other sites, talking to. But nobody's being really overly loud, right? So he must have driven.
It is a good thing I wasn't there.
Well, no shit.
He would have been loud.
Probably.
You know how I get.
Dylan.
Yeah, man. He drives away, and then like maybe, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes later, we're kind of wrapping up. We're kind of, everybody's going, yeah, yeah, we're going to go to bed. This is kind of, we're kind of finishing up. Nobody wanted to have anything else to drink. So all of a sudden, we could see, like, there's this road that's above ours, like, near where there's, like, a bathroom. And the bathroom's well lit because it's open all hours of the day. I see, like, his truck kind of, like, stop at the bathroom, right? He gets out, and I can tell he gets out because I'm facing that direction. Nobody else is kind of watching him, but I'm watching him. He gets out of the truck. He's got his flashlight on. He heads halfway down the hill, and he's kind of like, his flashlight's going back and forth so he can watch where he's walking. All of a sudden, the flashlight goes out. He walks the rest of the way down the hill and to our site, and all of a sudden pops the flashlight back on.
Wow, that's creepy.
And he goes, hey, it's 45 minutes past quiet hours. You guys are being loud. But I'm just like, yeah, I'm like,
God.
Yeah, I'm like, he's like, I can hear you all the way up the hill. I'm like, okay, sir, well, we're just wrapping up. We're all getting ready to go to bed. We're literally packing up and getting ready to go to bed now. He's like, well, who's camping at this site? I'm like, we're getting ready to go to bed now. He's like, well, who's camping here? And I was like, my brother and I are camping here. Well, where's the rest of you camping? And it's like, dude, we're wrapping up. We're going to bed. And he's like, well, you guys need to wrap this up and, you know,
go to bed.
So basically, the park ranger literally put us to bed. I'm just like, yeah.
I think we have a contender for Sarge of the Week.
Well, you know, I knew you were going to say that, and you now know who my nominee for Sarge of the Week was going to be. It was, everybody was just like, oh my God, what the fuck? I mean, and we weren't being obnoxious. We weren't yelling or screaming or anything like that. I mean, we're all like, you know, we're all in like our, you know, 40s. We're not like young kids, you know, we're just, you know, a few people, you know, tend to have loud voices, kind of like how you have a loud voice, Dylan. There's people in this group that have a loud voice. But nobody was being like overly excessive. Nobody was. But this guy, I couldn't believe it. Because, like, well, like, as it was happening, I told him, I was like, hey, I was like, the park ranger's coming down the hill. And I was like, he just shut his flashlight off. He's going to pop up in here. And sure enough, 30 seconds later, all of a sudden, click, and there's his light. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
So, it's like Batman.
Were the other people that were hanging out with you and your brother, were they camping like close to you?
Two couples. They were one, like a couple sites over from us, and then the other couple was up the hill a little bit. But it was obnoxious. It was like, look, dude, we're not, you know, oh, I can hear you all the way up the hill, and who's staying at this campsite? And it's like, dude, we're just wrapping up here. We're going to go to bed right now.
So what if you wanted to, like, just go for a walk at 11:30?
You could, as long as you weren't loud.
Which is impossible for a Crandall.
Well, with the nuisance bear out there, I don't think I would go walking around that state park by myself at 11:30. Not to mention all the other critters and shit.
Oh, no, Liz, I was scared.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, because it was higher elevations, Sean had, like, some sinus issues one of the nights, and he woke up early, like, I think 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and couldn't get back to sleep, and he was sneezing and everything. It's like, he thought about going to use the bathroom, but there was animal noises and shit going on all over the place. He was afraid to go out there because he didn't know what he would encounter. In all seriousness.
Of course. You're out in the wilderness.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that was the one, that was one thing, I guess, that we kind of, it just kind of rubbed everybody the wrong way. I mean, everybody wants to, you know, do another trip, and we're talking about it already, and I think the consensus is that most people want to, like, not camp. I mean, I saw some other campsites that maybe would be better, like they were, like, actually, like, grassed sites and stuff like that, which would be better, and they were privately owned, so maybe the noise ordinances wouldn't be so strict. But One of the things I think we've been looking at is maybe doing like an Airbnb type thing, like where we could, you know, all stay and, you know, have some better amenities and not be concerned about, you know, having to be quiet at 10 o'clock at night, which is just like ridiculous.
That is really fucking stupid. That's like hotel regulations.
Not even. I mean, cripes, you've seen what we've done at the hotels up in Brantford when we're staying up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Or the Cleveland one.
Oh, the Cleveland one was hilarious, but that was almost like the park ranger. That wasn't too far off from what I experienced this past week.
The key difference, though, is that at least the hotel guy was justified.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these guys are just taking their... These guys are taking their rules and like strictly enforcing them to like the letter of the law. I mean, literally that first night it was 10:04. I looked at the clock and went, Jesus, it's 10:04, and we weren't even being that loud.
That's like the cop. It's like small town cops. It's like they have nothing better to do.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, really? Wow. I mean,
that's nuts.
Yeah. But, I mean, all in all, I mean, we had a great time with the trip.
Nothing you can do about that meow.
No, not at all. But, I mean, we went to the Ben & Jerry's factory, you know.
I totally got it.
I knew you would.
Did you say meow?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. I don't get it. What are you?
Oh, wow. I was not expecting to elicit that kind of response.
This made it funnier because he didn't even catch it.
No, I caught it. I caught it. I just don't understand it.
You've never seen Super Troopers?
No.
Watch Super Troopers, dude.
No. No, I haven't seen that one.
You know what's really funny about that, Jim?
What's that?
We've made that joke before on the podcast
several times.
Yeah, like more.
Yeah,
than
I've
once.
Even done it in our chat. How many times?
That's the funny part.
Oh, that was good.
Maybe I'll change my Surge of the Week vote.
Oh, come on.
Nah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, that was basically our trip in a nutshell. I mean, we had a great time. And, you know, it was fun.
That's awesome.
I know, Dylan, you...
That sounds awesome.
What's that?
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. I know, Dylan, you were talking about maybe wanting to do it maybe next year.
Do it?
All night long.
I've already done it. I would love to hit up Vermont. The Vermonster. Oh.
All right, I have something that I found that I'd like to discuss with you two.
Okay.
Is it your no. wiener?
is it some joke about?
Because that'd be really depressing if you.
No,
just
this
found
is
it.
Something specifically for one of you two, and you'll realize when you see it. Sending now.
Are you? Not everyone can read this. Oh, I've done these before.
Oh, there's been a bunch of different ones.
Do I have to read this?
Can you?
If you can read this, you have a strange mind too. I couldn't believe that I could actually understand what I was reading.
So this is true. There's been tons of these out here, and we can post the picture on the page. It's one of those things where everything's mixed up and scrambled, but the first letter and the last letter are in the right place, and all the letters in between are mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the question I have for, I don't know, you're an English major, aren't you, Dylan?
I was.
So, you were?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess technically I still am.
So, like, all you're correcting, your grammar Nazism.
Thanks.
And it basically boils down to this picture right here.
Here's the thing I think about this, though, is once, like, you realize what they're doing with it, you can kind of train your mind to understand what they're going for in this paragraph and go, okay, I can kind of interpret what I should be seeing here. But, not necessarily, you just kind of train yourself, like as you're reading it, to go, okay, I can figure out what word they're trying to
use here. Right, you absolutely can. But it's just like, have you ever seen the ones where it's like every third word is removed or something like that, but you can still, your mind fills it in? Or
sure.
Is it we only read every third word or something like that?
I don't know about that. It kind of makes sense. I mean, what that's going for, I get, but I also think that it's kind of you kind of learn it. Like even quickly, your mind is kind of adjusting to what you're looking at. But I mean, I think one of the things we should do with this though is maybe share that on our Facebook page.
Already done.
Awesome. Look at that. Our social media coordinator's on the ball tonight.
Yeah, it's because they took it. I don't have to do social media right now at work, so now you guys are like, oh, we need you to do it anyway. It's your job.
So, and yeah. I guess maybe this explains some of the thing, too, with me reading. Like, when you read Dylan, you probably don't read every word.
No, I try to read every word, generally.
But you read fast.
It depends on what kind of reading though I'm doing, because like sometimes I have to just like, just for the sake of time, I skim, where it's like I usually will, you know, I'll read like the first sentence and the last sentence of the paragraph to get like a good understanding of it. But if it's like, you know, a dialogue heavy like book or something like that, I usually do most of the time I do read everything. I do try to read everything in the book. Sometimes your mind wanders a little bit and you don't focus and you don't wind up. I've caught myself doing that where like I'll be reading, my mind goes somewhere else, and like I'm still reading, and then after like two paragraphs I'm like, holy shit, I wasn't actually reading that, I was just sort of like looking at it.
That's how I read everything.
But then I'm like, okay, now I gotta go back and actually read this.
But that's how I read everything, dude. Except for comic books. Because the pictures make my mind imagine it.
Imagine it? That sounds funny.
What, imagine it?
Yeah, imagine it. It's an imagine it.
A book without pictures in it, three paragraphs in, my mind's somewhere else, and I could read 20 pages and be like, I didn't read a fucking thing. Every single time.
Really? That's how I feel when I talk to you sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Yep. But if I read a comic book, I don't necessarily read the words, even though I do, but the pictures play as a movie inside my head. It's animated. Like, I think the comic books entertain my mind so I'm not distracted and I don't wander off.
Well, yeah, because it's like the pictures grabbing your attention.
Right, but it animates in my mind, though. I just don't look at the pictures.
I know. I mean, I'm no doctor, but it does sound like you have some kind of ADD, and like the pictures are doing something to, you know, kind of like wrestle your mind and focus it.
It doesn't sound like I have some kind. I pretty much do, but I don't know. I just have never liked reading ever.
That's definitely interesting, though, Jim. Gotta say that.
Without further ado. Dum, da-dum, dum, da-da-dum.
Would you rather
have your nipple ring yanked out or have to lift 20 pounds with your nose ring?
What if I don't have either?
Well, in this scenario, you do.
I would go with having my nipple ring ripped out, because trying to lift 20 pounds with a nose ring would fucking probably hurt worse and longer.
You know what was crazy was tonight, as when I was at that beer event, there was this guy that was at the beer store, and he had, I've never seen these before. They were like the biggest, I think they call them gauges. Oh, yeah. Like
in the ears?
In the earlobes. These were the biggest ones I've ever seen. I mean, they had to be at least an inch and a half in diameter. And they went all the way up, like from the bottom of the lobe all the way up to like the canal. They were humongous. I mean, I don't know another way to put it. They were just, I've never seen ones that look like that before, and I was just, I couldn't help but look at them just going, oh my God.
Oh,
you know,
my
just,
God.
Yeah, yeah, they were something. I mean, I've seen, you know, those, you know, different shapes over the years, but these ones were just, I'd never seen them go up so high on the ear.
I'll have to take a picture of my buddies next time I see them and send it to you guys.
I think I would actually prefer to try and lift the 20 pounds with the nose ring.
See, I think it would rip out too, though.
I would go with the nipple ring because
it's happened to me before.
Yeah.
That happens to me every weekend.
It'll just grow back.
Nipples grow back?
Yeah, I think they're like, they do regenerate, I believe so. Ripping your septum would fucking suck.
They grow back as vertical pepperonis.
This is a funny one. All right, would you rather, Jim? You'll get a kick out of this one. I think I even know what you're gonna answer, although you probably go with both. Would you rather have a bird that says fuck you every time someone walks into the room, or have a dog that humps all of your guests' legs?
I'd rather have the bird. That's awesome.
I would go with the bird, too. You know why? I would go with that? Because, like, everyone would think that's funny.
I'd take it everywhere.
Yeah.
How could you not want that bird? I mean,
like, the dog thing would just be fucking annoying. No one would want to go to your house.
The dog would be funny initially, but after a while, that shit would get old.
Oh, yeah. The bird just being like, fuck you, would be hilarious.
Yeah. The bird would be funny.
I knew Jim would.
That almost
I just accidentally flipped open to our favorite question in here.
That almost seems like, I mean, I don't know why anybody would choose the dog over the bird thing. It almost seems like a no-brainer to me. That seems like one of the easiest ones that we've ever been asked in this segment.
Would you, excuse me, did you hit the no arms, no legs one?
I did.
Nice.
Would you rather place a personal ad or answer a personal ad?
Oh, place. That would be fun. Could write some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I think I would rather place a personal ad because I know I'm not an insane serial killer, and I wouldn't answer a personal ad because I don't know if they're an insane serial killer.
Well, just a perfect example was that Tusk. That personal ad that was in that paper,
yeah, London, exactly,
or whatever. The dude was just trying to be funny.
I would answer the personal ad. My school of thought on this is you place that, how many people are going to contact you about the personal ad that you place?
You don't have to put in real information.
It could be never ending.
I mean, that's, you could always put in Dylan's info.
Well, that's true too. But I could also answer. Want to
see those legendary nudies of Dylan you heard about on the podcast? Call here.
Yeah, exactly.
I could also say, yes, hi, I'm calling about your personal ad. My name is Jim Edelston. My phone number is 474-227-5278. I'd love to talk with you.
Can you edit that out? I really don't need my real phone number out there.
Okay, Dylan.
Jim's like, that's my third phone. How'd you know about that one?
That'd be funny as hell.
That's my bat phone.
Would you rather on a first date wear a t-shirt that says I'm with stupid or a t-shirt that asks who cut the cheese?
Wait, I'm with stupid?
Yeah.
Nah, who cut the cheese?
Or I'd go with the who cut the cheese.
Sure, yeah, me well. Too.
Hey, here's one. Jim, would you rather wear on a first date your I'm tired t-shirt or a Jay and Silent Bob Get Old t-shirt?
Wow, that was a loud motorcycle. I actually thought Jim had fallen asleep.
I would have to say the I'm tired one because I'm setting up the expectation ahead of time.
How about you, Dylan?
What is it? I'm tired, or my
Jay and Silent Bob Get Old t-shirt. And have you washed it since you picked out the mushroom from the store?
Oh yeah, I've washed it. I think I would go with the Jay and Bob shirt. Actually, I don't know. I mean, either one would be fine, because, you know, you could be like, oh, Jay and Silent Bob, those are funny movies. Or it's like, I'm tired, like, right now, and so am I.
Oh, you know what he's saying?
She's like, I'm tired of this shit.
Nice. It's business time.
Would you rather chew the beak off of a chicken or bite the legs off a half a dozen mice?
What?
Whoa.
That's disgusting.
Neither.
I would go with the beak.
Yeah, it's only one.
No, I'd go with the mice. They're not gonna fight back.
I don't know about that.
Chicken's gonna be like pecking at you with the claws and everything.
Snap its neck first.
I guess that's true. Or you could choke it.
Nice. I guess I'd rather go with the chicken. That's one thing versus many.
Of course you would. That's all you fucking eat.
I love chicken. Chicken chichani, the Chinese chicken.
You like cock.
I do love cock.
Wow. Would you rather experience the Titanic or the Hindenburg? I think I'd rather go with the Titanic, because, man, the Hindenburg went down pretty quickly. At least some people survived the Titanic.
I guess I would take my chances with the Titanic. Hopefully I'm able to, like, balance on the board with another person or something. Hopefully they let me up on the damn thing. I'm a selfish bitch.
This one's interesting. Would you rather... And this one's a little... It's got some qualifiers on it. Would you rather have to hold a 1-inch roach in your mouth unharmed for 5 minutes, or have to lie motionless on a termite nest for 10 minutes? Now, first things first, as the book says, is this a cockroach or a joint roach? Interesting.
How's it start out, though?
Would you rather have to hold a 1-inch roach in your mouth unharmed for 5 minutes?
That implies if it's a live cockroach.
Well, what if you don't want to harm your roach?
Yeah, that's going to imply it's a cockroach.
Well, especially the fact that the other one is another bug, so...
I don't know if I can lie still for 10 minutes.
God, that would fucking not be fun.
No, just like, I can't lie still now, and there's no termites.
I think I would choose the termites. I wouldn't want to have a cockroach in my mouth.
I would probably go with the termites,
too. What would happen
too?
If it started crawling down your throat?
Exactly. I saw a video once of a guy getting a cockroach removed from his ear. It was disgusting.
Yeah,
and it was still alive. It was still alive.
I'd have to try the termites. I'd probably throw up with a cockroach in my mouth.
Well, maybe do one more?
Last one. Would you rather have one long, thick, furry eyebrow across your entire forehead, or an inordinate amount of ear and nose hair that cannot be removed? I'd go with the eyebrow.
So you can't, like, trim it down?
The eyebrow, I'm guessing
ears.
Because it doesn't say that... it says it can't be removed.
Right, removed, but can you trim it?
I would say that constitutes as removing.
I'd go with the eyebrow, then.
I'd go with the eyebrow, too.
I'm with you guys.
And then
I'd
find an orange friend that had regular eyebrows named Ernie.
Alright, well, that's that.
Maybe if you turned Nem orange, it could be Nooch and Nem.
Nice.
I like it. Yeah. Nooch and Nem. Maybe that's a spinoff podcast.
Em's a cinnamon angel.
So I think given the hour and everything, and that we've done quite a bit, I think we'll skip some insecurities this week. We'll get back to those next week.
I think the distraction from them's been good, though. Bring them back; it'll be fresh.
Yeah, but I think that leads us into Jim's favorite segment.
What? The closer?
No.
Or the... Titty-titty-titty-titty-titty-titty-titty-tat. Sarge of the week.
Did you say titty-tat? Okay.
I was really expecting them to like start to go into like the circus music, like the.
Ooh, that's a good idea for another time. And then play Sad Hulk music in the background.
There you go.
But
Dylan, do you have any Sarges this week?
No. No, I don't. Like, I do not have a Sarge for this week.
I would have tired. To say we don't even need to discuss it. And we're all tired. I think you get Sarge of the Week, Mike. Not you personally, but your story.
Oh, you mean the overzealous yeah. park rangers that I referred to? Yeah, I couldn't. I don't normally have too many Sarges in that I encounter, but the couple that we encountered this past week, they were pretty Sargy. Yeah. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed episode 62 of the podcast. If you want to check us out, you can check us out at Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
And if you want those nude pics or any fetish pics of Dylan, email us, tell us about it, what you want. We'll make them happen. Send them over to you at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And always, you can go to the website and get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
Hey, Jim, we just got an email from Sarah. She wants some of the fetish pics.
Huh. Oh, what's that? She wants them in a diaper and a baby bonnet? That's kind of odd, but all right.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I don't know who this Sarah is, but, I mean, she's definitely interested in some of them fetish pics. Right? So might want to get on. I want to get on that and get those out to her.
I want to get on that. Dylan, I mean.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's.
Chagrin.
Boulevard.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where our freshly grilled frog legs will jump right down your throat.
Mmm.
It's funny because I have a frog in my throat.
Oh, I see what
gotcha. You
did there.
Ribbit.
All right, we'll see you all next time.
Alrighty, boys. Well, I'm going to bed.
Alright. So am I, but not with you, that's Jim. Sad. I'm going to go to bed with Liz.
Alright, we'll do that, but maybe next time.
I'm going to go to bed with my old pal, Righty.
There you go.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, like, Paddington Bear or something.
Paddington Bear.
Good night, boys.
Good night. You guys have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
Jim just farted.
Why is it always got to be me?
Because I can hear you, like, moving around and, like, making a scene out of it.
A scene.
Because I can hear you shift. You're just like,
eh. Yeah, you do move quite a bit. I'm thinking he grabs his Zoom and, like, just shoves it up his ass when he's getting ready to
throw.
He's like, but you're right.
All right, guys. Well, they were selling...
Whoa, what was that?
Sorry, that was my phone.
Oh, man.
I just clicked the button. Jesus.
That's all I do is click buttons.
Well, now I know what it's like to be Jim.
That I got.
Oops. God.
What the fuck did you do?
Oh, I went to scratch my foot and I just accidentally, took a scab right off of it. Oh, that doesn't feel good. Oh, I'm bleeding now. Oh, God, that did not feel good.
Oh, no, Jim. Dylan's bleeding.
Head to toe.
Well, definitely toe. Is this the first injury we've recorded on the show?
I think so.
Good thing it's a pretty petty one.
The first what?
It's just a injury.
It's the first injury.
It's just a flesh wound.
It is. Ugh.